On Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, it is 17 minutes to 2 on your Tuesday afternoon. Now, when you think of pain, well, not every pain can be helped with medicine. One research team out of Sydney is trialling virtual reality as a treatment for pain. And you might be thinking, what? Well, yeah, they're trialling it as a treatment for pain for people who have spinal cord injuries. Is virtual reality the new frontier for medical treatments? Like Google search engines, it could bring a whole new world of possibilities. And the US Department of Defense thinks so. They have awarded a team $5 million for the project. One of the leaders of this project is pain expert, Associate Professor Sylvian Gustin, she's with Neura, which is Neuroscience Research Australia. And she joins you right now here on ABC Radio Canberra. Associate Professor Sylvia Gustin, thank you so much for joining us on Afternoons.
Thank you very much, Paula, for your interest. That is fantastic, yeah?
Yes. Who is involved in this project?
So involved is my collaborator, Associate Professor Tina Trost from Virginia Commonwealth University, and myself. So we are leading this project. And we are very fortunate, yeah, that the U.S. Department of Defense has provided such a great opportunity for us to help these beautiful people with spinal cord injury and neuropathic pain.
So how did it start? How did the project start?
So I'm working actually since 15 years in spinal cord injury and neuropathic pain, and my work showed that particularly the brain is responsible for the development of neuropathic pain after spinal cord injury. So we showed that areas in the brain that generate movement and sensation have shrunk in their size in people who have developed nerve pain after spinal cord injury. And also the interesting thing is that not everybody develops nerve pain after spinal cord injury. It's actually only 60%. And these people who have developed nerve pain show exactly these changes in the brain. So show that the areas where movement and sensation is generated have actually shrunk in their size. And this pain is also, we have to understand this pain because it's an awful pain. So it's a pain similar to phantom pain. So phantom limb pain is when somebody with an amputated leg feels pain in the leg that isn't there. And this is exactly the same for people who have developed nerve pain after spinal cord injury. So they're feeling this excruciating, awful pain in areas of their body in which they cannot move and feel. And it's a burning, sharp, unbearable, really terrifying pain. Some of my clients describe this awful pain like it feels that somebody is pouring hot water over their skin. And others describe it as a sensation that they get continuously stabbed with a knife. So it's really awful, it's terrifying, it's decreasing their well-being. And also, loss of mobility is often considered the most serious consequence of spinal cord injury. My clients actually say or consistently rate pain as one of their most difficult problems to deal with. Because when you think about experiencing this awful pain continuously on a daily basis, and as I said before, my work showed that the reason why people develop this awful pain is because brain areas which are generating movement and sensation have actually changed their structure. The size has shrunk. And so now, if you want, I can because I love talking about it.
Yes, I know. I love hearing about it.
I hope it's okay.
Yes.
So I'm working in this area, and I love working with these beautiful people, and it's my life. So I'm really
Oh, look, I can't wait to hear more about it. You're hearing from Associate Professor Sylvia Gustin, who is from the Neuroscience Research Australia, or Neura. So, Sylvia, it's been described as quite a unique study, the first of its kind. What makes it so unique?
It's unique because we are using actually the first time virtual reality. So we are actually tricking the brain. Yeah. So our participants, they will wear goggles and haptic arm sensors. And using both the goggles and the haptic arm sensors, every upper movement of the participant is signaled back into the virtual reality experience to create a perception of actually feeling they are walking, climbing, touching, and solving problems. And by walking, running, climbing, and touching in the virtual world, and the brain actually believes this is real, the brain's sensory motor areas will be reactivated, and thereby the pain these people are in will be eased. So in other words, using virtual reality, the brain will be activated in an adaptive, healthy way. And this overrides the maladaptive or faulty changes in the brain, which we have showed before in our work. And this hopefully will ultimately result in easing of these awful pains. And I have to tell you, so we have done the first pilot testing in the States, and participants are reacting remarkably. So in our pilot testing, the pain is significantly decreasing. And also, we have included a gaming component because they are solving problems. They are touching, they are climbing. So it's like in the movie The Avatar, yeah?
Yes.
Really, you really believe it's you. And this activates the brain in a very normal way. And I'm very excited, and also my clients are very excited. I'm very excited that I can bring this now to Australia with the help of the U.S. Department of Defense. So it's a trial, and everybody in Australia, every person with a spinal cord injury, neuropathic pain, can take part, can email me. It's not only like one state.
Yeah.
Australia, no, we're including the entire Australia. I'm very proud of this.
And so they can contact you at Neuroscience Research Australia?
Exactly, they can contact me. So I think the easiest way is always Google my name.
Yeah.
My name is Sylvia Gustin, and then you can see it's all over my email in the internet.
Yes. Yeah?
So I think this is the easiest way to find me. And then please write me an email. Because we really want to help people with nerve pain and spinal cord injury.
So why is the Department of Defense in the U.S. interested in this project of yours?
So basically, the U.S. Department of Defense, they acknowledge that there is an urgent need in developing and testing new treatments for spinal cord injury, neuropathic pain. Because what we know is that current pharmaceutical treatments and also other treatments really don't show high effectiveness. And also patients that do choose drug treatments often experience negative side effects, such as toxicity and addiction or even kidney failure.
Yeah. So
there's a high need. And I think fortunately we received the funding because the U.S. Department of Defense, they really acknowledge that. And I can only say thank you, but I would also like to, the New South Wales Department of Health has also acknowledged that there is a need of spinal cord injury pain research and rehabilitation research. So we recently received also $2.5 million from the New South Health Department of Health. And I can only say I'm hoping that also the federal government somehow is acknowledging there is a need for these beautiful people, that we look after them and we look for new treatments, for rehabilitation, new treatments for pain, and they have also other disorders.
So are you hopeful that virtual reality would play, you know, if all goes well in the studies that you're involved in the research that you're doing, are you hopeful that virtual reality will become a way of managing someone's rehabilitation?
I'm very excited, and I think also our pilot studies are extremely promising. So our pilot studies has been done in the States, and we can see that really the pain is decreasing. It's not only decreasing for a moment, it's actually decreasing.